You're listening to World Cafe. Hey, it's Kaleo. Paige Burkham and Jack Torrey are brothers, but their vocal talents aren't just a case of sibling harmony. They didn't start singing together until their 30s. So much for a lifetime of practice with one another. 'Cause I got a lot of love, got a lot of love, got a lot of love to give. Oh yes, they can sing and sing well together, but they can play and write beautiful songs too. It's caught the attention of David Lynch, who invited the gents to play the fictional bar The Roadhouse in the last season of Twin Peaks. Then there's Dan Auerbach, who reached out to the band and ended up co-writing some of the songs that appear on Easy Way, their latest album. We'll speak in a minute, but first, let's get started with a performance of Please Don't Call Me Crazy. It's the Cactus Blossoms on World Cafe. It's the World Cafe and a performance of Please Don't Call Me Crazy. It's the Cactus Blossoms. It's from their sophomore record, Easy Way. Brothers Paige Burkham and Jack Torrey are here joining us to talk about the record. Gentlemen, it is nice to meet you. Welcome to the cafe.
Thanks for having us.
I know you guys had other pursuits that you were interested in before getting into music as an adult, or as adults, but I'm super curious, how old were you when you guys first sang together?
I think, you know, sometimes people will say to us, you guys must have just been singing in the living room together when you were little or something. But I don't think very many people really do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Singing along to a TV theme
show. I mean, the first time we probably sang together was you know, singing along to some recording in the car, you know, sing along to the radio. I mean, but we didn't start singing together publicly until, I mean, we almost started singing publicly together when we started singing together, which was, I don't know, 10 years ago.
And we're in our 30s, so, you know, it's not, we weren't little kids, but, you know, we started singing together when Jack started writing and he was performing on his own at first.
And by writing, he means writing songs.
Two songs.
Yeah.
We're kind of exposed to some old country Western music at that time. You know, people like Ray Price or the Leuven Brothers or a lot of music that had great harmony duets. And so those were the songs that we started singing together just because they were new to us. And it was fun, fun to try them out on people. And it was a lot of fun right away. So we kept doing it.
We're here with the Cactus Blossoms talking to Paige and Jack. The new album is called Easy Way. It's available now. When it comes to songwriting with regard to the band, where does a song start in the Cactus Blossoms, Paige?
A song starts, you know, a lot of times, they start with Jack a lot of the time.
Okay.
He's written a lot of the songs. He's definitely the main lyricist of the band. Even more with this album, we did kind of collaborate. I wrote one song on the album and co-wrote a few with Jack. And
yeah, we wrote a couple together, and then we wrote a couple together with some other folks.
Yeah. Can we talk about that other some of the other folks?
Sure.
Including Dan Auerbach, who is a fan of songwriting.
Man writes
a lot of songs. How did you guys connect with him in the first place, Jack?
We got a phone call, email, a text, I forget what, but
he's mysterious. From him?
We got a pigeon mail from him.
We didn't know Dan before, so it was cool that he had reached out to us, and we were excited at the chance to meet him we didn't know what.
We had, I forget how long it took to set it up, but he said, or his manager or whoever said, you know, do you want to come down in Nashville? And I don't know what. And we said, well, we're going to Europe on our first tour. But after that, we'd love to. And they said, well, how about, you know, a couple days after you get home from Europe? And
like,
so
we
went on this tour. It was our first time, and it was a pretty wild ride. You know, being in a van in Europe for 3 weeks, playing every night. But then we got home and rested up for a day and went down to Nashville, and we couldn't sing, and we didn't know what we were going to do with him because we didn't have any specifics. And we were pleasantly surprised to find out that we were just going to be hanging out for a few hours every day, drinking coffee, writing songs.
Did you learn anything from the process? I mean, because I imagine meeting with another songwriter to write a song can be intimidating. Did they go just, all right, let's think of some ideas, some song lyrics? Did he have something in mind that he wanted to start with? Or how does that work?
We don't know how it works. I mean, it was the first time we've ever done it. And we haven't even collaborated at that point with each other very much. So yeah.
That's gutsy.
In a way, it was really great experience just to see, you know, how people hang out around a table and maybe, you know, low pressure, work on a bad idea, you know, have fun.
That's the point of it. Yeah.
Work on a good idea, make it better. Who knows? So that was.
Someone just throws something out and people see where they can take it. And then maybe you get done with a song and everyone goes, meh. Like,
that's incredible.
Maybe that's not. But we did it.
Does that make us?
Does
that make us Nashville songwriters now?
I don't know.
Let me check with the judges.
I think we're still Minneapolis songwriters.
You're Minneapolis songwriters. Sorry, I just heard it from backstage. We're here with the Cactus Blossoms. So the song that we're going to hear next got a lot of love. You was that a song that you wrote down in Nashville with Dan?
That was one that I had. I had a lot of it. And, you know, kind of ready to go.
Yep.
And I thought, well, maybe I could finish that on my own. And we were just about to leave his studio. And I thought, you know what? I bet we could finish this in 5 minutes if I play it for Paige and Dan, and that's what happened. So it was I was happy to have it out of my brain and finished.
Amazing. It's super cool. Let's take a listen to it. It's got a lot of love. The Cactus Blossom from the stage of World Cafe Live on World Cafe.
Can't you so much.
That's a live performance from the Cactus Blossoms. It's Downtown. It's from their sophomore record, Easy Way. We are here with Paige and Jack. Jack, could you introduce the band?
Yeah. Paige and I's older brother, Tyler Burkham, is playing electric guitar and baritone guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Hansen is playing drums. His brother, Jake Hansen, is playing electric guitar, 12-string. And our cousin, Philip Hicks, is playing bass.
Family affair.
It's a, yeah.
That's it's getting out of hand.
That's really cool. That's excellent. The new album is called Easy Way. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you how you ended up in David Lynch's Twin Peaks playing the Roadhouse. How did that come to be?
We have no idea, really. But I think that those folks, David or someone he works with, heard about us somehow.
Okay.
And we're not quite sure how, because when you get asked to be involved in something like that, I don't know, you just say yes.
Yes.
You don't say, wait a minute, how did you find out about us?
We were walking around Eraser Hood.
And, right.
David walked up to us. No.
No, we were big fans, though, so it was about the best call we could get. I mean, just the most exciting thing to think of being involved with the new series of Twin Peaks and... It was just a blast.
Yeah.
Did they send you through wardrobe and then you had a director telling you what to do, or was it?
It was
hands off.
It was amazing. We didn't even tell them what gear to have on stage. We flew out there with our guitars, and the guys that appear on Twin Peaks with us are the Chicago guys. Alex Hall, Joel Patterson, and Bo Sample.
Super cool.
That we recorded with. So we really wanted to get them out there.
The people who you actually
see on stage.
Hear.
A lot of people think it was live.
It wasn't a live performance. It was actually the track from our last album that's on the show.
And, yes.
But we wanted the guys who actually played that with us and not maybe.
So even though it was taped, it was a taped performance. Or no, I'm sorry. It was the actual album recording. Even the if you look on screen, it is the actual people who are playing.
That's
the
why
song.
I'm playing.
When we looked around, we felt like we were playing live because the same, you know, the exact same people who played with us were doing it, and it really felt like we were playing live.
For all the nerds out there, that's why I'm on Mississippi on Twin Peaks. That's why I'm playing a baritone solo, guitar solo on my little electric guitar. People ask me sometimes,
like, they just gave you a guitar.
And that was our older brother Tyler did the solo on that song, but
for television purposes, they want you to play the solo.
We could only have so many band members on the stage on the show, so Jack just faked like he played it on the show.
It's okay. You got a solo on Twin Peaks.
But that's how I learned how to play that solo. So it's all cool.
Excellent. Thank you, Paige. Jack, thank you guys so much for coming in and talking to us. Best of luck with the record and out on tour. Please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you so much.
Yep. That's the Cactus Blossoms. This is World Cafe.